In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump visited California on Monday, meeting with state officials as wildfires burned up and down the length of the state, killing dozens, causing evacuations of thousands, and creating hazardous air quality for millions. Upon landing in Sacramento, Trump revived his favorite theory about California wildfires while speaking with reporters.
When trees fall down after a short period of time, about 18 months, they become very dry. They become really like a matchstick. And they get up, you know, there's no more water pouring through. And they become very, very, they just explode.
Later, when meeting with state officials, California Governor Gavin Newsom informed Trump that the majority of forest land is federally managed and only 3% is managed by the state of California.
57% of the land in this state is federal forest land. 3% is California. So we really do need that support. We need that emphasis of engagement. And we are fully committed to working with you to advance that cause.
In an exchange with Governor Newsom's top environmental advisor, Trump, in his usual manner of thinking out loud and making claims without evidence, said it will start getting cooler and casually dismissed science.
If we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden denounced Trump as a climate arsonist.
If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects science, who understands that the damage from climate change is already here. Unless we take urgent action, it will soon be more catastrophic.
That's Joe Biden speaking on Monday from Delaware as Trump visited California. There are fears of the fires worsening in size and ferocity as weather forecasts predict wind and low humidity in California. Air quality is so hazardous that Associated Press explained how residents in Oregon, Washington, and parts of California were struggling under acrid, yellowish-green smog, the worst, most unhealthy air on the planet, according to some measurements. The Guardian published a disturbing report of inmates from 4 state prisons in Oregon being evacuated due to poor air quality and placed in close quarters, where guards have repeatedly used pepper spray on them as a control measure. The pepper spray has further exacerbated respiratory problems from the smoky air and increased susceptibility to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, on the Gulf Coast of the U.S., Hurricane Sally slammed into Louisiana and Mississippi, with historic flooding expected. Sally is one of 5 massive storms in the Atlantic right now, and meteorologists are pointing out that it is only the second time in recorded history that 5 tropical cyclones are moving across the ocean. Like West Coast wildfires, Gulf and East Coast hurricanes are getting more frequent and stronger, a direct result of climate change and predicted for years by climate scientists. As poverty continues to strike Americans struggling with pandemic-related job losses, a group of 50 lawmakers from both parties have cobbled together a coronavirus economic relief bill in the hopes that it will appeal to both parties. The centrist lawmakers are promoting a $1.5 trillion bill that is half the size of the one passed by the House and only a little bigger than the one that the Senate failed to pass. Meanwhile, a new report finds that the modest economic gains and job creation that's taking place during the pandemic is disproportionately benefiting white workers over black workers. The Economic Policy Institute analyzed unemployment figures and concluded that white workers are getting hired back for jobs at twice the rate of black workers. In Pennsylvania, a federal judge has just struck down the governor's coronavirus restrictions, calling them unconstitutional. President Trump celebrated the ruling. The president has flouted COVID-related social distancing rules at his own rallies and public appearances, and defended his decision to hold a crowded indoor rally in Las Vegas recently. In remarks to reporters, he said, "I'm on a stage that's very far away, and so I'm not concerned at all." The site that hosted Trump's rally was fined $3,000 for violating the state ban on large gatherings. On Monday, journalist Bob Woodward released a new recording of his phone conversation with Trump in February, where the president had candidly explained just how frightened he was of catching the virus.
Bob, it's so easily transmissible, you wouldn't even believe it.
I know.
You can be in the room. I was in the White House a couple of days ago, a meeting of 10 people in the Oval Office, and a guy sneezed innocently, not a horrible, just a sneeze. The entire room bailed out, okay, including me, by the way.
That's Trump speaking with journalist Bob Woodward earlier this year. In immigration news, a nurse-turned-whistleblower named Dawn Wooten is sounding the alarm about damning medical neglect and forced hysterectomies of detainees at a Georgia immigrant detention center. Wooten worked at the Irwin County Detention Center, which is run by a private company called LaSalle Corrections, and accused authorities of conducting an unusual number of hysterectomies of Spanish-speaking women who may not have understood the medical procedures. We'll be covering the story in more detail later on. Meanwhile, a federal court just ruled that about 400,000 people living in the U.S. under the Temporary Protective Status, or TPS, program can indeed be forced to leave the nation, as Trump has demanded. The ruling impacts primarily Black and Brown immigrants from Central America and the Caribbean. An earlier decision by a federal judge found that the Department of Homeland Security could not enforce new asylum restrictions because Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is likely serving in his role illegally. Wolf has not been confirmed by the Senate as required. The city of Louisville in Kentucky has reached a $12 million settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor, who was wrongfully killed by police while asleep in her apartment. The family has also won reforms of police procedures in the city to prevent similar killings. And the Death Penalty Information Center, in a new report, found significant racial disparities in death row cases. In particular, quote, killers of white people were more likely than the killers of Black people to face a capital prosecution. Finally, Trump has triumphantly hosted the signing of a deal between Arab nations and Israel at the White House on Tuesday. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain have agreed to normalize diplomatic relations with Israel, a nation that they had not been battling in any form, in exchange for a promise of future weapon sales from the U.S. But Trump is casting the agreement as a dawn of a new Middle East. Generally, U.S. presidents have framed Middle East foreign policy as centering on Israel and the Palestinian territories. But Palestinians have been left out of the equation. During remarks to the press about aid to Palestinians, Trump said, "If they're not going to speak well of us, we're not going to be involved." Outside the White House on Black Lives Matter Plaza, a coalition of 50 peace groups held a protest calling for no normalization of relations with Israel. And that does it for our news headlines.